Alright, what do we got, boys?
We got three suspects at the moment. Jeremy Blends, 45 years old. He's been working at McBurgerty's for 5 years and has several past run-ins with the police. Then there's Alex Menke, who...
Forget them all! I know who the killer is.
How did you get in here?
It's a police station. The door is always open. But that's not important. I'm important. And so is what I have to say.
Didn't we label this guy as a disruptive influence? Get him out of here!
Sarah, please, listen to what I have to say. I'm very important.
Well, since nobody is following my orders to escort you out the door, I don't have much of a choice.
The conclusion to this whole mess is very simple. Jimbo? Play my thinking music. You see, it's quite straightforward. The killer of poor Billy is actually the child's mother. A lengthy accusation? No. The stress wrinkles around the woman's eyes and the off-center growing of her fingernails, indicating biting, means she's been under a great deal of stress. In other words, guilt. The redness in her eye shows she's been staying up late. Doing what? Creating wolfsbane. A terrible poison that once injected creates foaming in the lungs, prickly pain in the upper cortex, and then death. Look, I brought a sample from the backyard.
We can't use any of this.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, you obtained these clues without a warrant, so they wouldn't be admissible. Second, you're not actually a deputized officer of the law, so none of your data, by definition, is usable by us. In fact, knowing that you've been hanging around the crime scene at all now means we might have to throw out this case completely. For all we know, the entire chain of evidence, which we work tirelessly to lawfully maintain, is contaminated.
But if you just looked at a shot collar, you'd notice the microscopic specks.
Microscopic specks? Tal, I understand you have a massive ego complex and need to find a way to make yourself feel important, but this nonsense doesn't help anyone. Not everyone can be Dr. Henry Morgan.
Who? You mean the doctor?
Who? No, the dude who always helps the police.
Monk.
The other highly functioning autistic person.
Rain Man? Jonathan Creek?
Sheldon Cooper? Abed?
Sherlock Holmes?
That's the one. Not everyone can be like him. Except for all those people.